last, I've returned home. That war dragged on for far longer than it should have. I see our farm is still doing well. The crops are growing quite nicely. I don't recall us having that much livestock. Did he purchase more? I hope he isn't overworking himself. No matter, I'm back, which means I can assume my share of the duties once more. If I recall, he usually starts preparing lunch at this hour. He'll be overjoyed to see me. My darling husband deserves a surprise after being without me for so long, and I'm eager to hold him in my arms. Wait, I should remove my helmet. I don't want to startle him. There he is. Hello there, my love. I told you I would return. Come, embrace me. Oh, it's so wonderful to see you again. Yes, yes, I've missed you too. Let me feel your face. Such soft and vibrant skin, just as it was the day I left. Three long years. But now, it's finally over. We routed those honorless dogs to the south. And they shouldn't trouble us again for some time. And guess what? I got another promotion. Isn't that exciting? More income means we can do even more with our home. I just wish it happened under better circumstances. During one of the skirmishes, my captain fell. She locked swords with an enemy soldier and took an arrow to the side of her neck. Damn cowards can't even fight fair. I tried to stop the bleeding, but it was no use. She clutched my hand tightly as the life faded from her eyes. That spineless archer paid dearly for it, though. I charged through the enemy's defense line and cut their marksmen to ribbons. He even won a medal for it, but I didn't care about the acclaim. All I cared about was getting revenge and showing that imperial scum how a warrior really fights. The captain and I were close. She was a very good friend. After I was transferred to her unit, she helped me get sorted and showed a kindness that none of the other officers had. My successes in combat have a tendency to inspire jealousy. Nearly every commanding officer I've served under has treated me worse than their other subordinates. It's tiresome, but helps motivate me to work harder. To keep giving them something to be jealous of. But this last one, she saw me as an equal, and I appreciated that. When the council offered me a position as acting captain, I gladly took it. My promotion was made permanent once the war ended. I thank you, sweetheart. Your words comfort me. As always. But I've already mourned her. Now all that's left is to continue honoring her memory. Shall we talk about something else, then? I'd like to put the war behind me. The farm is in excellent shape. I'm very proud of you. I assume you've been enlisting aid from time to time. You've been handling it all yourself? Darling, please. That's too much work for one person. Between the two of us, it's very manageable. But alone? You'd have to forgo some sleep, and possibly a meal on busier days. Darling, promise me. If and when I'm called back into service, you must hire someone to assist you. The folk around here are a decent sort. You know that. They respect me, and they'll respect you too. Because if some misfortune were to befall you, and no one was around to help, I could never forgive myself. So please, promise me that you won't do such a foolish thing ever again. Good boy. I will always protect you, but sometimes I must do so in battle against those who threaten our country. Can you help me remove my armor? Sometimes I forget what life is like without it. You remember how, don't you? The suit is new, but the underlying design is the same as my last one. Let's start with my gauntlets. Easy enough. Now for the breastplate. This part is always tricky. Good boy. Remove the buckles on my torso. They're simpler than the rest. Okay, now the shoulders. Mind the edges. They're a bit sharper on this suit. Good job. All that's left are my legs. But I can remove those myself with little trouble. Thank you for the help, dear. Oh, this feels much better. My muscles can finally relax. So, have you made anything for lunch yet? I could do with a bite to eat. Darling, what's with that look on your face? Why are you tugging at my pants? Oh, I get it now. You'd like for me to remove those as well, don't you? Then you should use your manners and ask me nicely. Good boy. And you're already on your knees. Are you sure about this, my love? I haven't had time to freshen up. You can see how sweaty that armor has made me. You don't care. Very well. Come get your lunch, then. Oh. Such need, such enthusiasm. You've been craving my slit since the moment I walked in, haven't you? Sweetheart, you know better than to talk with your mouth full. Oh, yes. Suck on my clit. Show me how much you've missed me. Oh, my God. Oh, more. Give me more. Yes, yes. Put your tongue back inside me, darling. I wish to savor this. I'm going to grab the back of your head. Push you in further, okay? Oh, you're doing great. Keep it up. Yes. Oh. my darling, my good boy. Oh, you love pleasing me, don't you? Oh, lapping up all my juices. I couldn't ask for a better. Oh, husband. So eager and so talented. Darling, I think I'm going to come. Keep going just a little bit longer. Yes, I'm sure you can't wait to be covered in my... Oh God, I'm coming. You've done well, my love. Clearly this was something that we both needed. No, don't wipe your face. I want to clean you off. That's better. I think our meal can wait a while longer. We have some more catching up to do. Shall I carry you to the bedroom, then? Up you go. I've missed cradling you in my arms. Somehow, this always ends up happening when I return home. It's like our own special tradition. Watch the doorway, honey. Whew, that was a close one. Can't have you getting hurt before we make love. I know how much you like being tossed onto the bed. Time to get rid of this tunic. I want you to watch my breasts bounce as I ride you. Why, yes. I did get a few new scars since you last saw me. Don't worry, none of the cuts were deep. The sword skills of those Imperials are very clumsy and unrefined. You like the scars, do you? I suppose having them makes me more intimidating, but... What? You said more beautiful? You flatter me, sweetheart. I'm very lucky to have met you when I did. Now, take your pants off. Good boy. Hold still. I'm going to get on top of you. I don't think I'll put your dick in just yet. I want to grind on it first. Oh, that feels good. I can grind on your shaft all day. Oh, and you're getting harder for me by the second. Oh, don't pout, my love. You'll get to be inside me soon enough. Oh, yes, very soon indeed. Oh, feel how wet I am for you. Is that pre-cum I see? You just can't help yourself. It's all right, dear. Neither can I. Hold still. I'm going to put it in now. Oh. I know I say this every time, but your dick feels perfect in every way imaginable. Mm. just like the rest of you. Oh, you stretch me so good. It's been far too long. Oh, every time I slept, I would dream about this day. Returning home. Oh. Kissing my husband. Oh, riding him on the bed until we're both sore. I'll always be devoted to these lands, but it's you that I truly fight for. How do my breasts look from down there? Yeah, I thought you'd like watching them bounce. Don't be shy, my love. Place your hands on them. Oh, your touch. It's magnificent. Oh, yes, darling. Squeeze, pinch. I can take it all. Oh, God. So good. My dearest, remember when you said you wanted to get me pregnant? Well, now's your chance. Oh, I usually let you pull out when you're close, but I don't have to this time. Would you like that? You twitched inside me. You must really like that idea. Still, I must be certain. Do you wish to put a baby in me? All right, then. Let me ride you faster. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, feel my walls clench around you. Are you ready, my love? Ready to fill my womb? That's right. Buck those hips. Get as deep as you can. Fill me with your seed. Do it now. I need it. I need it so bad. Oh my God. I'm coming. Come with me. Come with me now. Yes, good boy. Oh, my word. It's starting to leak out of me. There's so much cum. These past 3 years must have been agonizing for you. I'll get up so I can lay next to you. Come here. I love you so much. Shh, don't speak. You should rest now. Put your head on my chest. There you go. I like kissing your forehead. It's good to be home, and I won't be leaving anytime soon. By the time the Empire finishes licking their wounds, I'll likely be pregnant, and the council wouldn't dare send me into battle. Not until I've had the child, at least. Our child.